In the late 1970s and early 80s, stadiums would fill up with teenagers swooning over the rock star Sting. But for the musicians in the crowd, the focal point of a Police concert was the lanky blonde bashing out those mad rhythms behind the singer. Stuart Copeland was the man on that drum riser. He gave the Police their beat. But as Copeland points out in his new book, the Police only took up 8 years of his 57 years. The others were filled with everything from shooting a movie with pygmies to playing polo against Prince Charles. Stuart Copeland's new memoir is filled with, well, it's filled with some weird stories. No wonder, then, it's called Strange Things Happen, and Stuart Copeland joins me from NPR West. Thanks for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure.
You grew up in Lebanon, and many people know this. Your father was in the CIA. He was a spy.
And I didn't even know it myself.
You didn't know it. So while you were off tinkering with drums as a kid, what was your dad doing?
Oh, deposing governments, developing dictators, that sort of thing. And I hear you laughing, but it was actually true. Huh. Those are the days of imperialism, when the CIA was just doing its job, installing our sons of bitches, as my father fondly called them, rather than allowing their sons of bitches to run the show.
And as a kid, you knew the child of the famous British spy who was actually a Soviet spy, Kim Philby. You knew his son.
Harry. Harry was my age. And one day it was very traumatic for their family because Daddy disappeared, just suddenly disappeared. And the kids were kind of wondering what the grown-ups were doing, running around in circles and pulling their hair out. That lasted for about 2 weeks until the bombshell hit that his father all along had been a double agent for Russia. And this was a true blue English family, all completely pukka British. But Daddy was a Russian turncoat.
Earlier in your career, you actually sent a letter to the editor of Melody Maker touting the drummer in the band.
Oh, yes. I was on tour with Curved Air. It was my first pro band. And every town we'd play, I'd have a different letter written in a different handwriting on different paper. Some of them would be very erudite. Last night, I had the pleasure of observing the exquisite Curved Air, and it came to my attention that the drummer had a particular... The next was, Core, that Curved Air is really great. A drummer rocks. I'd think of different styles, handwriting, different misspellings, and so on. And I'd drop one off every city, one or two,
you were
in
like
the mailbox.
You were like a guerrilla promoter for yourself.
Oh, man, it's been a symbiotic relationship with the media ever since. In fact, right now you are being worked.
Yeah.
And it was my first ink, my first time with my name appearing in print. And I did it my gosh darn self.
You went on to shoot a movie in Africa. It didn't... make a whole lot of sense, I guess, as I understand it.
It made no sense whatsoever. I was trying to make a documentary, you know, like a meaningful, insightful examination of the African roots of American music. And the director, he was trying to make one kind of movie, which was, an action-adventure thriller. And I was trying to make Richard Attenborough on acid.
At one point, you're behind your drum set surrounded by lions.
Well, we had a tough time figuring that into the plot, but we figured it would be a cool shot to have me in a little chicken wire cage with lions grabbing at it and eating at it. And we had to decorate it with meat so that they would be photogenically aggressive and would actually attack the cage while I'm pretending to wave my stick in the general direction of the drums and not actually hitting them. But then the lions kind of get into their meal and get a little bit worked up, and they're clawing at the meat on the cage, and they're beginning to pull bits of chicken wire away. Suddenly there's a thunk right behind my ear, and one of them's like getting under the chicken wire, and there's another's climbing up the side of the cage. Pretty soon he's going to be on the roof, which in no way is going to support a cat, let alone a lion. And so for the first time in my life, you know, I've never approved of drum solos, but I played one that day such as never been heard before, so loud, so obnoxious to those lions that they all scattered and retreated with that majestic snarl on that face, that look of absolute, I'm not sure what the word for it is, but it sort of reminded me of a certain singer I know.
And would that singer have allowed you to play that drum solo on stage?
Well, I did every night.
You ended up back in the Police for a reunion tour a few years ago. What was it like for you reliving that madness again?
We are all having such a great time. Everyone was. The tickets were evaporating. The promotion was the easiest promotion gig ever. The catering people were having volunteer workers. I mean, just everybody on tour is having the greatest time except for the three blonde heads. And we are engaged in our usual pastime of torturing each other. We actually get along very well socially, but when it comes to making music, we pull
you
out
just
the
clash.
Sharp knives.
Yeah. And does Sting sort of win out these arguments?
Well, in fact, it doesn't really work that way. Mm-hmm. I begin every day saying, okay, this morning I shall do everything that Sting asks of me. Every flick of his eyebrow will cause even greater concentration on my part to seek and execute his desire. Because you know what? He's really good at music, and his desires are actually pretty good. And, okay, every morning Sting, he tells me, and I believe him, wakes up saying, today I will let Stuart be Stuart. I will not hassle him. I will not badger him. I will not bother him. I will not advise him on how to hold his gosh darn sticks. But he fails, and so do I.
I guess the obvious question here, Stuart Copeland, is are you going to put yourself through that again anytime soon? Are the police done?
No. Well, by the end of the tour, we were having a great time. Mm. But this business of whether we go back and do that ceremony again, you know, I'm not saying no. I'm not in the mood for it right now. We've kind of got that one done for the moment. In fact, I'm getting the cold shakes just thinking about it. But who knows what's going to happen? Of course, Stingo says, no way, that's a no way. But he said that before.
That's drummer and composer Stuart Copeland. His new book is called Strange Things Happen, A Life with the Police, Polo, and Pygmies. Stuart Copeland, thanks so much.
Well, thank you very much.